This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so.
As Bud Flanagan sang, London is an easy city to love, whether you're a Londoner or not. There's great people, incredible history, and tourism attractions that are the envy of the world. But when was the last time you saw the crown jewels at the Tower of London, dropped in on the Sea Life Aquarium, took one of those guided bus tours around your home city? The Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden's written for the Evening Standard, urging people to support the capital's attractions after the painful hibernation of the pandemic. And there's a use it or lose it warning too. Despite the lifting of almost all restrictions, central London remains quiet, with footfall during the week still only around half of pre-pandemic levels. Our business consumer editor Jonathan Prynne's written quite a few column inches about the state of London's tourism industry in recent months, and he's with me now. Jonathan, this bank holiday, Londoners are being urged to check out what's happening at home on a purely economic level. How important is that?
Well, I think the point Oliver Dowden is making in his piece in the Evening Standard is that these attractions that have been shut for, in many cases, 18 months or the best part thereof, are now all open again. And, you know, they need our support because they've lost 18 months of income, at the very least, even if they're free attractions, income from the shops and cafes and restaurants and so on. So, you know, they've really struggled. And, you know, Londoners, I think the point he's making is that Londoners need to go out and use these attractions and visit them and get revenue flowing again, because we're about to enter the sort of, you know, the colder, darker months of the year. And I think it's a rallying cry to Londoners and other visitors to the capital to get out there and visit these amazing attractions that London has to offer.
There have, though, Jonathan, been efforts already over the last few weeks to get people back into London city centre and visiting those big attractions. You know, they've got things like Visit London's Let's Do London campaign.
My weekend? Well, pop down
to London and saw a ferocious
bear mummy got just for me. I can't wait to show.
Was amazing.
And other organisations have been doing campaigns too. But is there any evidence those things are working? Have people been coming back to London?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very mixed picture. Some have done incredibly well and are sold out, particularly outdoors ones. The London Zoo is one that gets mentioned a lot as having been sold out on many days, albeit at slightly reduced capacity for social distancing reasons. Some of what you might call the sort of first division attractions, which are really dependent on foreign visitors, Tower of London, for example, St Paul's, Westminster Abbey, they've really, really struggled, and their numbers are still very, very low. And of course, it's the foreign visitors that are the missing piece at the moment. They make up as much as 50% of the visitors or more in some cases, and their numbers are still absolutely rock bottom. So I think what Oliver Dowden is saying is that Londoners and staycationers are needed to kind of make up the shortfall and try and help these places survive.
Yeah, can London en masse kind of mitigate those foreign losses? I mean, I guess it's when was the last time a Londoner went to Madame Tussauds, for example, or even something like the Florence Nightingale Museum, which is a museum I love. But when was the last time you went to one of these places?
Well, I think that's a really, really good question. In fact, I think this is an opportunity this summer for Londoners almost to have a mini break in their own city and perhaps visit attractions that in the past they might have poo-pooed and said, oh, well, that's just for the tourists. For example, I've lived in London for, 25 years. I've never stepped foot inside Westminster Abbey. That's something I plan to do this summer because it's going to be very quiet. And you can enjoy it without the hordes that you know, you'd normally be competing with. So I think that's, you know, part of the message that London is, you know, you can do the tourist sites now if you want to with ease and space and a level of calm that perhaps you'll never get the opportunity to do again.
So we're talking about these big attractions, and you may well be heading off to Westminster Abbey. But of course, London is world famous for its theatre. Is that included as a tourist attraction for people in the city to head out and go and see again, or maybe for the first time?
Yeah, I think that's very, very much part of the mix and part of his message. And he singles out a couple of shows that are launching this autumn, blockbuster performances. And of course, Cinderella has just started up. Andrew Lloyd Webber's company just launched to great fanfare. And there's some great shows on. Again, you know, typically foreign visitors will make up anything up to maybe half the audience. And of course, you know, they won't be there, certainly not this side of Christmas. So I think that's another reason that he's exhorting Londoners and staycationers to go out and enjoy theatre land, because it might be slightly easier to get tickets for the blockbuster shows than it has been in the past. I'm sure it will be, and there might be some deals around. So yeah, very much Theatreland needs the support as well. They've been shut down throughout the last 18 months and have only just got going now.
And the importance, like you mentioned at the start there, is that we're now coming out of summer. This is the last chance for a lot of these places to get the money in that'll get them through the rest of the year.
Well, that's right. I mean, what the way they describe it is, we're about to go, in tourism terms, they say we're about to go into our fifth winter on the trot. You know, we missed two summers that were well below normal, were sort of winter levels of revenue and footfall. So, you know, they're saying this is our fifth winter. So I think that's the reason why there is some concern that these attractions that have had a fair amount of government support, but that support is probably going to dry up now, that we really do need, it's an opportunity, A, for us to go and visit these places, as I said, when they're quieter than usual, and B, they need our support to get through the coming winter, and then hopefully by next summer, the foreign tourists and the commuters, of course, as well, who to a lesser extent are probably part of the solution, will be back in force.
Once we've got the bank holiday out the road and we're back into winter, I would expect that the next thing is for the retail sector to be hoping everyone gets out for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in the West End, you'll see an absolutely massive push for Christmas, probably a little bit earlier than usual, which will annoy some people. But I think they really, really want to sort of mark this coming Christmas as a sort of reboot and a reset for the West End, which has had a really miserable time with footfall still, you know, not much more than half normal levels. I think, you know, this summer has obviously been another write-off for them. So the next couple of months are traditionally fairly quiet months for retail. But once you hit half term at the end of October, I think that will all be all guns blazing, and they'll be really, really pushing a high spending Christmas to try and recoup some of that, that massive black hole of missing revenue that there's been over the past couple of years.
And that's the leader. Check out standard.co.uk for more coverage of this story, and follow the live blog for breaking news. We're back on Tuesday at 4 p.m.